Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, my guest is Mayan Gordon. Mayan is a TikTok expert, social media strategist, as well as an exceptionally talented artist. In October of 2019, she was getting as many as 100,000 followers per day on TikTok. Her videos have over 10 million views. Her page, World of Glass, has millions of followers, and she is building out a massive personal brand. Today, she's going to speak about social media, content, which platform you should use to get started, how to leverage your content cross-platform, and everything she's learned building out one of the largest personal brands across social.
No, I think that there are so many platforms now that it makes sense to do a little bit of research beforehand before just kind of trying them all out. There is, you know, you can thin yourself out very easily. And the platforms inherently work better when you put more effort. Like, every single platform works better when you put more into it. So I think really, you know, three or less platforms, if you're starting from scratch, is always the way to go. I really kind of suggest starting with one, building the, you know, posting habits into your lifestyle with one, and then working on adding the next in the next. I think that's, for me, been the most effective way. But if you're just starting out and you don't even know which one to try first, I would say research. So think about who is your target customer, and then think about which platforms that they're on. Or if you don't know, like, even if you think you know, still do research. Like, just Google, what are the best social media apps for dog owners? And a cool thing about that is you'll probably have, you know, lots of articles that say Facebook or LinkedIn or this or that, but you might discover this much smaller social app that no one's talking about because they're not in the dog space. And it's not this giant thing, but is amazing for your business, and you could crush it on because it's so targeted to your specific demographic. Yeah. And there's honestly so many social apps and sites out there, you guys, that I think businesses, especially smaller businesses, could really be tapping into to build a really valuable following on that platform. And then again, if you can build a valuable following on one platform and then transfer it over to another platform, you get this giant kickstart on that platform that allows you to build momentum in a way that, I mean, that's oftentimes the thing that stops people, is they just can't build that beginner momentum to really be valuable for them to put in the time to it. So if you can get that on any one platform, you can almost always get going faster on the next platform from help, you know, via that first one.
And that's really what you're doing now. Like, I see it. I see that you've like parlayed like the success on TikTok, and now you have some momentum on LinkedIn that people that have been on LinkedIn for years don't have the same success that you're having because you sort of followed, you know, your own strategy, which is obviously smart. But
it's not even, I think a lot of times when people think cross-platform, they think that the audience is jumping over. It's not the audience that's jumping over. It's the content. Repurposing or refiguring out how to leverage the content. So I'm not posting my glass-blowing videos typically on LinkedIn, unless I'm like trying to grab attention real quick with a very long wordy post. But most of the time I'm using information about what happened on the TikTok to post about on LinkedIn. So you can do that across any, I mean, whoever is listening to this and has an Instagram account and is also on LinkedIn, you can post about the interesting things that happen on your Instagram account on LinkedIn, and people will find it very fascinating. And it could be small things like, hey, this customer messaged me today and said that they really loved my product.
Yeah.
And then talk about that. Talk about who that customer is. Talk about that interaction or what, you know, whatever value you can provide from that little tiny piece is really a big piece of value on another.
Because now you're doing a sales or marketing training on LinkedIn from an actual interaction with the customer that you had. Yeah. So that's very good. It's so easy to create content if you just sort of open your mind to all the potential. And I think that when you become proficient at creating content, like you mentioned, for one platform, then you start to understand the different ways you can create content, the posting cadence. Just getting into like the feel of social, so to speak. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.